All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Wiggy's lead this morning at around 6:45 or thereabouts, when we finally got to his lead, was that there are several landing spots for Bill Belichick next season, which are not being discussed. And you brought up the Bengals, based on the way the season has begun for them.
Yep.
You brought up the Ravens.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, which is a wild one.
Well, if you really, you know, if you put on your aluminum, what is it, aluminum hat?
Your tinfoil hat.
Your tinfoil hat, and you start going down the wormhole, there was audio of something that Lamar Jackson said after the game. We know Bill loves Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. And we know Lamar and Harbaugh kind of have been butting heads for a while. Harbaugh's been there forever, but he can't get him over the hump. Last time they won a Super Bowl was 2012.
Yeah, well, there is an NFL insider, Curtis, who suggests they know where Bill will end up next season.
Yeah, so on the Bill Simmons podcast over the weekend, and he was, sorry, there's crazy things potentially happening in the world that we can't discuss yet.
We got to get it. Got to get another source on that.
I've just reached out to someone.
Okay, that story is, if
there's
that's
no
accurate,
way.
If that's accurate, it's wild. But go ahead, yeah.
Sorry. Let's get to, can we get to the important stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So Bill Belichick is a free agent, and this gentleman, Mr. Ruiz, I think it's Stephen Ruiz.
Correct.
On the Ringer podcast, discusses what he believes to be the destination that Bill is heading to.
Bill Belichick is going to be coaching the Jaguars next season, and we'll know it by New Year's. Like, it won't be official, but it will be the worst kept secret in the NFL that Bill Belichick is going to be the next coach of the Jaguars. Well, first of all, I know some beat reporters down in Jacksonville, and I think, you know, there's already whispers there. I'll start with that. I think, like, the way Shad Khan is kind of ramping up his coaching hirings, like, he starts with, like, the no-name GM, or no-name defensive coordinator in Gus Bradley. That doesn't work out. He goes with Doug Marrone. He goes to the other side, another, you know, assistant. And then he goes for the splash hire. He goes with Urban Meyer, the guy who's won, but he hasn't won at this level. And then the next one is Doug Peterson, the guy that's won at this level, but hasn't done it consistently, the one who hasn't, like, done it again. I think next in line is Bill Belichick. And then the real reason why I believe this is because, like we talked about earlier, like, Shad Khan is a hands-off owner. I don't think he's going to get spooked like Atlanta did when Bill Belichick comes in and goes, I want to run the organization like this. I want to have GM powers. I want to be able to hire my own coordinators. I want to be able to, like, decide the direction of this franchise.
I like it.
Bad news for Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's Bill's first move.
He's going to get his ass cut
quick.
I have a question for the room. Which would you rather have as an organization? What the Jags have right now or what the Patriots have at quarterback?
We don't know what Drake May is. Yeah,
exactly. That's the problem. But
it could be a boat.
Right.
I'll take Drake May.
I'd take Drake May.
Really?
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence has had many years. I don't think he's the real problem, but I don't think he's the guy that elevates. At this point, you should be elevating people, and he's not.
It is big about the coaches that you have, right? And it is really big about who the coach is, the guy that's coaching.
Well, didn't Peterson come in as the quarterback whisperer that won with Foles?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
That almost got Carson Wentz an MVP.
Yeah, right. That is a good point. So, you know, maybe it isn't the coach in that case.
Didn't he make the playoffs his first season?
Won a playoff game.
Trevor Lawrence? Yeah.
No, not his first season, his second season. It was the first season with Doug Peterson.
Right.
And they came back from, what was it, like 28-0 against the Chargers and ended up winning that game.
Right. I believe you had Herbert in that game.
I tell you, that's a good landing spot for Bill. But I still think there are going to be other opportunities out there that are going to be more ready organizations. We've talked about Dallas. We've talked about Philadelphia. Buffalo looks like they're good, but who the hell knows what happens.
Buffalo is fine.
But if they get bounced in the first round, are they really?
If Buffalo doesn't reach the AFC Championship, I'm with Wiggy. They call Belichick.
The Jets is another one.
I just think Bill is going to pick an organization where he thinks he can win it all quick.
Yeah.
And
that's why.
I don't know. I think that's the Cowboys. I don't think that's the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the, I don't know. Maybe it is the Jets. I guess. It's
Cowboys or nothing, in my opinion.
Well, Jets Eagles, all day. Eagles also.
No, BC's got a great coach.
Yep.
That coach will be on with us Thursday, Bill O'Brien.
Cannot wait.
Thursday, 6:45 on this show. It's
the most ready organization, if you were to drop Bill in, I tell you, I like the Jets. I like, because out of the three quarterbacks, Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts and Aaron Rodgers, I would say, obviously, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy,
yeah,
he's the better of the three.
And he's going to be, what is he going to be, 41 next season?
Yeah, but it's only going to be for, you know, 1 or 2 years. I mean, that's it. That's all it's going to be. I'm not saying if Bill was coming back to coach and he was going to be coaching for, let's say, the next 7 or 8 years, I would probably say, maybe Dallas is a better landing spot for him because Dak Prescott will be there for a while, or even Philadelphia, but I'd probably lean more towards Dallas. But when you start to look at just like 1 or 2 years, the rosters that are in place.
Has Bill done enough, Curtis, to change the image that may be out there around him and relating to young players and being a hard ass and whatever the issue was when it came to Arthur Blank and the rest of them there?
I could just talk for the fans of other teams outside the region. One of my best friends is from Philadelphia. I was talking with him over the weekend. In Philly, they are ready for Bill over Sirianni. There is not that angst that exists, you know, because it's not your team. You don't feel that day-to-day thing. The Eagles are right on the cusp of a championship. They believe Nick Sirianni is impeding their growth, and they want Belichick. And all you need are 1 or 2 teams.
Right. And you don't think Dallas fans would love Belichick?
Of course they would.
Right. That's why I said Dallas fans, Jets fans would love Belichick.
Also, what did you make of Arthur Blank inducting himself into his own Ring of Fire? Is that appropriate? Is that?
You always have to be your biggest cheerleader.
Right.
I missed this.
Yeah, if you're not going to cheer for yourself, no one else will.
They call it the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, that's what they call it, is the Ring of Fire.
And he inducted himself into it?
That's also what you experience after, if you have one more lemon pepper wing. But I don't think you're supposed to induct yourself into that. I think it's supposed to be others should be inducting you when it comes to great honors like that.
Tell me you're rich without telling me you're rich.
I know,
but it is yours.
Did you see who Ken gave Employee of the Month to last week? Yeah, I thought it was a little tacky.
It is yours, so he could be like, hey, listen, induct me in.
They are giving back to the fans, though, because this Sunday, if you're a fan, you get free hot dogs, free chips, free refillable drink, two per person. And the drink cup has Arthur's face on it with Ring of Fire. Yeah.
Oh, right. Somebody probably ordered those without him knowing about it.
Right.
I bet he didn't pick the photo that they went with either. Mitch has the photo. He'll get it up.
Isn't it amazing how billionaires need to be coddled constantly?
It just seems weird. It's like, why? You've been successful. Didn't he, like, start Home Depot?
I believe so, yes.
Like, you've been successful. You made billions and billions of dollars. Like, why do you think you need to be in the Ring of Fire? Like, what have you done?
I have no...
You own the Ring of Fire. Why do you need to be in it?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Sadly, he doesn't have a ring, thanks to Tom.
I mean,
you're the king of the Ring of Fire.
Like, Did he also name himself Employee of the Month at Home Depot? Like,
like what a loser. Is nobody around him that says, hey, Arthur, you look like a horse's ass?
Yeah.
No, only when it comes to Bill.
Like, you get the ceremonial orange apron. You're the Employee of the Month. Mm-hmm. Like, excuse me. When I say you're, I mean me. I'm the Employee of the Month.
You know he has, like, a little wingman who he said going into a meeting, like, okay, nominate me for this.
Yeah, right. Nominate me. I'll object to it, but we'll still get a majority.
Yeah.
Right.
You get that type of bread, though, Greg. Yeah, you can do what you want.
I guess.
But do they realize how that makes them look? Or are they so insulated by yes men that they have no understanding?
I
don't think it does.
They have no clue. Really, that's good. They were happy with their one win. I'd say Atlanta, I bet he's kicking himself in the ass, Arthur Blank, for not going out and getting Bill. Because, you know, you start to look at the talent. That's why I think there are going to be a lot of owners next year that go, we're not going to make this mistake.
In the Twitch chat, Courtney, somebody is suggesting they're probably right. It was Farnsworth Bentley who nominated Arthur Blank for the Ring of Honor.
Where is he?
He's going to disappear soon.
I don't know.
He wasn't only holding the umbrella.
Oh, no, he probably wasn't.
I would assume he has a lot of inside knowledge, Farnsworth,
when
it came to the freak-offs.
Well, I bet you he was front and center for those things.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. I don't think you should be.
That's a song.
It's a song. Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Says...
Okay, all right. So thank you. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. They've got another one in Toronto tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. We had two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10 the final. Mac Jones did make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter. On just his third play of the night, Jones got strip sacked by Javon Solomon, with Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory to set up another Bills touchdown. The Commanders took down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis for weather.
Curtis, Texter is suggesting that there is an office reference on the Ring of Honor, and I want to know if you know it. Do you remember it?
I do not.
Apparently, Jim gave the Employee of the Month to himself first and then to Pam afterwards. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, so Dwight created an algorithm by which that they did. It was when he was trying to sabotage Jim when he became the co-manager with Michael.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other one when Jim made Dwight give himself the assistant to the assistant regional manager.
Maybe. I don't know.
Curtis, did you see the new Australian Office trailer?
I have not.
Oh, how's Prime it look? Video.
It's coming?
Could be a stinker.
Did you like the original Office?
Yeah. Well, okay. the American one.
Yeah. One of the characters. The original was great. One of the characters is a woman trying to have sex with every guy in the office to get to 600.
Crikey!
Vegemite. Two quick notes on Arthur Blank. He went to Babson. I didn't know that.
All right.
And he's worth $10 billion.
Okay.
Amazing how $10 billion still makes you need that kind of love and adoration. 60 degrees, cloudy, afternoon high 66.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears. But little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bad news, Queen. Sabrina Carpenter caught up in the corruption probe of the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, because she filmed the video in a church, which they apparently should not have filmed in. In which the mayor may have been paid in order to, they're alleging, in order to arrange that. She was obviously working late because she's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is an issue for one of your queens,
yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter.
She is one of my queens. High up there right now.
She is.
We should do an updated list of Courtney Queens every month.
We should do that.
Yeah. It doesn't change that much. But
emergency top five.
Sabrina, I would actually put as number one because it's new music.
Okay.
And then you have Taylor, Beyonce ahead of Taylor.
Taylor is, you know, she will always be in the top three, but I'll put her at number two. And number three right now is Chapel Roan.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Chapel Roan is hot in the streets, man.
Yeah. I think I'm actually going to go see Taylor Swift again.
You are?
Yeah. Again?
Where?
In Miami.
Ooh.
In
Miami.
All right.
James is going to that.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I won't be taking any days off for it, but
okay.
Just want to put that out there now.
Hard Rock.
Okay. When is it?
October 19th.
Oh, excellent.
Is it on a Saturday or something?
Yep.
All right.
So I'll fly out after the show, fly back Sunday.
Have you, you like Linkin Park?
I mean, I like some of the music they did. They did a song with Jay-Z.
Have you heard the new female singer?
No.
That they hired to replace Chester Bennington.
No, I didn't hear that. Now, is she doing the Linkin Park songs?
Yes.
That's a no-no. I told you how I feel about Filipino Journey. Let me ask you this question. I think it is the worst thing you could do as a band. If you want to be Linkin Park and we got new music coming with this
they
girl.
They do have new music.
Still, don't do none of the old stuff because all you're doing is you're sullying the name. Would you go see Billy Sullivan in the E Street Band doing Born in the USA?
I don't know if Linkin Park. I mean, what are they supposed to do?
All new music.
They're younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
Chester Bennington sadly committed suicide, and they want to continue as a band. I mean,
now, you could just do new music.
I will say the mom of Chester Bennington is pissed off that they're doing that they replaced him in the band.
Right, and you do new music. Like, I'll give you, Van Halen. You make your decision on what side of the fence you fall on, if you're a Sammy guy or if you're a David Lee Roth guy. But when there's an issue like Journey, or there's a unfortunate passing away, would you be cool with a Nirvana getting back together and them having some rando doing all Nirvana songs?
But why shouldn't they?
Life goes on. Like, what do you think's gonna
new music?
Let's say I happen to my old man walk tomorrow. I happen to take a spill, and this one turns out to be deadly.
Don't say that.
God.
Would the show not continue?
No, it would continue. We would just call it Wiggy and the Woman.
Right.
We wouldn't still call it the Greg Hill Show.
Well, we maybe would for a bit.
Did the man die?
Yeah, maybe
he
would.
Did.
Maybe
he
would for a little while.
Or like we would do, maybe. You know, they call it the afternoon show. We'd probably just call it the morning show.
I like it. Okay. Don't give Ken any ideas.
But we wouldn't call it the Greg Hill Show.
But people are going to go see them play in concert. They're going to want to hear the hits, not just new music.
Yeah,
so.
But you can't. How do you have the hits with, like...
Isn't it an honor to the person that perished that you're maintaining the music he created?
Yes, I think so, Curtis.
No, because I feel like you're taking a band that had success with this person, and now you have somebody else singing that person's pop.
Do you feel differently for a band like Zac Brown Band who added a woman to the band?
No, I don't
band?
Have an issue with that. If you
so add, if you add, that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if they added a woman to the band.
Yeah.
But
didn't Destiny's Child used to be four people and then one fell off and
yeah,
then
it was,
they added?
It was actually four and it was an original and then they went with another one, which
so were you
was
okay
four,
with that?
And then they went to three. It really didn't matter because it was Beyonce. Oh. It was just Beyonce and then, you know, three
the others,
girls.
Beyonce,
I think Michelle
yeah.
would...
Yes!
I think Michelle would disagree.
Well, yeah. Michelle would. She might disagree.
Was it Michelle, Beyonce, and Kelly?
See, you don't even know the name.
Is that Kelly Rowland, right?
Yeah, Kelly yeah. Rowland.
Kapowski.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
So it's like Beyonce. It's like the Pointer Sisters. I mean, it's.
They weren't. Were they really sisters?
No, but. Wait a second.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's like the Supremes. It's really Diana Ross and then...
And then the others.
Then the others.
But
Destiny Child is Beyonce and then whoever you put behind her.
But, Greg, what a sign of the times where, like, this mom, 7 years later, is offended on behalf of her son who passed away.
Right.
That this group is doing what most groups do, which is try to continue a living, yeah. making music that made them famous.
But yeah. do a different band.
But all the great acts, when did Back in Black come out?
1981 or 2.
Why are they still playing that
yeah,
song?
But,
that's
no,
old.
No, but that you're talking about AC/DC, though,
well,
right?
Just any band. Bruce Springsteen.
AC/DC replaced their singer who died.
Right.
But he
Bon
died,
Scott.
Like, literally, what, 2 years into, like, when the band was... I gave you the perfect one. Nirvana. Aren't all the rest of those guys still alive?
Well, yeah, Dave Grohl is now Foo Fighters.
Right. So what he did is he said...
Dave Grohl, a dad again.
Yes, he is a father again.
And that's a Taylor Swift jinx for you.
That's his own personal life.
No, but what he did is he said, we'll start a new band. We'll call it something different. We were this thing that we created with, why am I drawing the blank on?
With Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. This was a legacy and a moment in time that we had greatness. What we're going to do is we're going to either continue on, just the three of us, not add. It's like, did the Beatles add another guy when John Lennon died?
No.
Right. Because it's just like, I don't think you can do that when a
band. But you're comparing the Beatles to Linkin Park.
Well, I'm not saying they're as big as Linkin Park, but Linkin Park has a number of hits. They were a big
the
enough
big
band.
Bands that are like, four, like for instance, Led Zeppelin, John Bonham, the drummer passed away. They never did anything else after that. But I think it's an individual choice.
Right. And nobody's saying they should or shouldn't. It's
you
up
have to make
the
a
band.
Livelihood.
But you don't have to criticize right. them because they are doing it.
Or just like do something else.
Or if you didn't replace him with her, could you continue to go
yeah,
on?
Yeah, somebody else sang.
I mean, yeah.
Like Paul McCartney continued to sing right for the Beatles.
Well, no, he went and did Wings after that.
Okay,
he
so they completely,
band.
After John Lennon died, they completely went away. But if you had somebody else, Courtney, that was in the band that could be the new front man, got no issues with that. But when have you seen a band that had, and Linkin Park had a
well,
good
the Beatles
run?
Had already broken up before John right. Lennon, long before John Lennon
well,
died.
You're the music guy, so I'm asking yes. this question from the music guy.
When somebody dies, often a band replaces
yes,
them with somebody
when the band
else?
Was when the band had a long run.
It's not that often.
So that's the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah. Like Linkin Park had enough of a run that you wouldn't replace.
This is Connor from Springfield. What's up, Connor?
Hey guys, I listen all the time, and I just wanted to say, what do you guys feel about Sublime with Rome?
Right.
And, like, their whole thing.
Well, I said earlier this morning on the show that the conversation we were having was sublime, and Wiggy was upset that I used that word.
I have no idea what sublime means.
Wow, I'm an absolute idiot. I'm sorry, guys.
And yeah, Bradley Nowell.
Who is Sublime? Sublime is a group?
Yes.
Okay.
And Bradley passed away, and then they replaced him with Rome.
Was there...
And I think now maybe Shime... Is his kid the singer for Sublime now?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know what I got.
Did Sublime have a long run before and what this guy like who passed away?
Not as long
like
as...
Like 7, 8, 10 years? Like
no, I like a 5 years.
Yeah. You could say you're about 40 ounces to freedom.
Yeah, I feel like Linkin Park had a
Curtis didn't know you were a big Sublime fan.
Oh,
I mean, I love all music.
You are a musicologist. You were a drummer, Curtis.
I was.
London.
I mean, nobody could do Enter Sandman on the drums like I could. But I wasn't in Metallica, so I shouldn't have done it.
I want the next time Def Leppard comes, I want to ask if you can play drums. Just one song.
Thank you. I will.
Since you didn't get to throw the first pitch out.
Yeah, well, because the Red Sox are a bunch of losers.
Oh, there you go. Sublime. You give me a little. That's why I'm asking. I asked the music guy if that's something that you. Because I don't. No, I feel like it's not something that generally that happens.
Yeah, I think if it's a legendary band that has been going for 20 years and somebody passes away, they probably don't do it.
But,
anyway. All right. I have something that you can win. If you're into bowling and you're into pizza, and who isn't? Then I want you to be caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And you will win a King's Party package for you and 5 friends. Could be 5 coworkers. Could be 5 of those that are in your cover your ears, Courtney, your fantasy football league, whatever. And you will join me at the Kings of your choice. And get a party package so you can bowl. We'll do appetizers. Ooh. We'll do pizza. And we'll hang out at King's Dining and Entertainment. If you're interested in going there on your own, just visit playatkings.com. That's playatkings.com. But call now and be the 9th caller, and you will be hooked up. And I'm a pretty good bowler.
It's a good spot, too, Kings, though.
I've been in a one
in our Linfield Legacy Place.
So you've been to Seaport one?
I've never been in a Seaport one.
Seaport one's really awesome.
I've been in a one in Dedham.
Great pop hockey game. Yeah.
So, all right, call now, and if you listen all week, you can keep winning. Jones and Keith coming up at 10, and this show flew by this morning.
Right.
Two in a row.
Huh?
Two in a row.
Yesterday did two for
Yesterday,
you?
I couldn't believe when I looked at the clock and it was 9:40. Yeah.
This is David. Before we get out of here, David, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How you guys doing? Nothing much, man. I'm just talking about Patriots. They ought to let May start.
I'm with you, David.
All right, listen, I think you got a little bit of a blueprint last night. Wiggy brought it up at the start of the show today. He's been talking about it all morning. You're able to, that team last night, bad offensive line. You're able to get good play from a young quarterback, and you ought to give it a shot. But
and what's it do for us here? It gives us something to look forward to.
It does. It would give fans like that poor 17-year-old something to look forward to. What is wrong with you?
I know. What did you get?
Curtis brought in a gift for me. It seems like it's from the great Boston College.
Ooh, love it.
Jeez.
Wow, no nice. Swizzy for us?
Nope.
You got to be an eagle to get this?
Well, Curtis, did you get it?
Yeah,
Curtis got it.
Did you open it?
I just did.
You and Curtis both got a gift from Boston College, and we didn't?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's not right.
Suck on that.
That ain't right at all, man.
Hey, I have a question, Wiggy.
For all the people that said, BC should be embarrassed.
Going to have to give Billy all the business on Thursday.
Don't you want there to be a Tupac hologram that still performs?
Yeah, that's Tupac, though.
Ooh.
Yes. It's a hologram.
That seems a little...
It's a little bit hypocritical.
I wouldn't want it.
But that's Tupac, though.
No,
but
okay. That's Tupac.
Sense.
That's a hologram. I wouldn't want... They try to do it with Shime and Biggie. I don't want that.
What did you get in your
gift? That's some good swag.
I got some good swag. All
right. I like the beanie.
The football beanie. The BC football beanie.
And, Greg, look at this. James Curtis admitted 2027. There we go.
Boom. Oh, look at that.
By that nice time, t-shirt. The tuition will be like $150,000.
Yep. Ooh, this is nice.
That is some good swag. Are you sure that that's not addressed to the entire show?
Yep, it says Chris Curtis, not that
some
old
Some nice
hat.
Shorts.
Yeah, those shorts are nice.
I don't understand that.
Some sweatpants?
Damn, Billy.
Thank you. Nice.
That is Bill O'Brien trying to buy himself favor on this program for his weekly interviews. And I refuse not to ask the hardball questions.
You know what?
You sent this to the wrong Curtis if you want influence.
Greg, don't worry about it. I'm going to have UMass and UGA send us some swag.
Okay. Are they still allowed to be the Minutemen out there? That's threatening.
No, that's actually what you were at Courtney's wedding.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool because...
I think it was 30 seconds, actually.
Are they allowed to be the Minutemen still?
I mean, unless guys have a problem with that, which I don't think guys are going to have a problem with.
Yeah.
Dear Chris, I thought you would enjoy some of our 2024 BC football gear.
Wow.
Wear it well and thank you for your support. Go Eagles. Bill O'Brien, P.S. Wiggy knows nothing about football.
Sorry, I'll get it.
That's literally from Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I got one too.
Damn.
Well, that's lame ass.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love you, Bill.
I think lame ass is what you would have majored in.
That's all right.
You better give him the business on Thursday.
Oh, I'm going to give him the business, all right.
I'm going to hit up Don Brown today, and we're going to get some UMass gear.
That's fine. We'll wear our UMass stuff when Bill O'Brien. Maybe Don Brown will fill in Thursday if Bill O'Brien can't be on the show.
That's right.
Yep.
I'm so thrilled.
Well, that is really, really an unfortunate decision by Bill O'Brien.
Look at that. Once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
That was probably, I bet that was Bears who put that together. And
Bears does love me.
That is crazy.
I went to BC High. That doesn't count for anything?
No, doesn't count.
Wiggy's High, that doesn't help.
Every time we drive by BC High, Santa goes, BC High, BC Low. I'm like, okay, we get it. You went to St. John's.
All right. And you guys got a nice little box that came in, too.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. This is one of the best days.
All right.
I can re-gift a couple of these things. Poof.
Just a couple weeks, and it'll have that offense looking like he had the Patriots offense looking like last season, so don't worry about it.
Definitely not getting anything now.
That's what's the quarterback Castellano is going to turn into Mac Jones?
I still think there's a chance when it comes to Mac.
Greg, stop. What are you doing? You keep rolling yourself back in. You saw it last night. Three plays it took for him to fumble the football.
The strip sack is not on him, Shine.
Greg, he's looking at the guy, and the guy comes in and just punches the ball. What do you mean?
That is not on him. He was going through his progression. He was not.
He triple pump faked.
That is not on him. That is not on him.
You know what helped him out, Greg? Change of scenery.
He's a change of scenery.
Get him out of Jacksonville. Maybe if he does go to Miami, things will work out well for him. I mean, it took Baker Mayfield like four teams.
Oh, yes. I love the crap Baker Mayfield's getting for the fun line last week, and then he gets a butt kicked by the Broncos.
He's doing pretty good down there, Curtis, though. You know, I mean, he's no Brady.
Well, right. I mean it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think winning championships is probably pretty fun.
Looks like Gardner Minshew may be done. Maybe there's a spot for Mac Jones in Las Vegas.
You got to give it up. You got to give it up.
Business decisions, right? That's what Antonio Pierce told us. So who knows? Vegas is a good spot for Mac Jones. And what's his girlfriend, Sophia?
Sophie. She'd probably love the fountains. Imagine the Instagram opportunities when it comes to the beautiful fountains.
That is it.
Don't you think Jacksonville has a slight edge as the next destination for Bill? Because he could just fire Mac and that would be a lot of fun.
It would be great. It would be the first thing that he would do.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Oh, hello, Richard.
Oh,
Rich. Hello, Richard.
Food's here, huh?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We were thinking of excellent.
Like that.
There's some BC gear for Courtney and
love
for
it.
Curtis.
None of us.
Looking good. Nice hat.
Go Eagles.
Yep.
What are you guys doing on the show today?
Well, it is a tier Tuesday.
Okay.
So we like to re-tier the NFL teams.
Yes.
Patriots, we had in a could-be-worse tier last week.
All right.
We're going to have to revise that.
I didn't realize
that.
There was a tier that low.
We're going to have to go lower. We're going to have to go lower, I think, for the Patriots.
Okay, so it can get worse.
Yeah. And it's a Tommy Tuesday. So we'll get Tommy Curran's thoughts on
Tommy Curran?
Tommy Curran is at high noon.
Okay.
Isn't he putting Drake May guy?
He is not.
Oh, he's not.
No, no,
he's
he is
one of
not.
Those.
No,
he's not.
You know who looked pretty good though? It was rookie Jaden Daniels.
Oh, was Tommy really a big Mac Jones guy?
I don't believe so. No. Sean, do you remember that? I don't
think Tommy was a pretty big Mac Jones guy.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
Yeah, I think he was
egg on his face.
You
I think he was like Mac had potential.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. he's a big Kraft guy.
Yeah. Greg's still holding on to Mac.
I would have taken, by the way, yesterday I was listening, and I would have taken the 500 and ran.
Cashed out.
On the Bozo. Yeah.
The Bozo parlay.
Yeah.
Cash. A lot of people bet it.
was $10.
$10 to win.
You walk away with $12 bucks.
Yeah, not bad.
No,
not bad if you can get it.
Yeah, not bad at all.
I missed my parlay because of crappy ass CD Lamb not scoring a touchdown.
Okay,
I had Jamar Chase and DK Metcalf.
Nice,
both scored tugs.
Get the next one. Damn. Right.
That's what I do every week.
Yeah, that's right. Get the next one.
Yeah, I like it. You're good. All right. Well, we will be listening.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic show, and we are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.